It's Thursday, the day we read from your comments.
And we'll start with reaction to Linda Wertheimer's stories from the Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas.
I cried listening to the story about the women wounded in Iraq, writes Francis Palmer. As a mother of three, I am bitterly opposed to this and any war. The courage of these women to fight and suffer terribly moved me greatly, and the courage of the mother helping her daughter was heartbreaking. If only the people who start wars could understand the consequences.
The mother and daughter referred to in that last letter are Connie and Annette Spinks. Connie was hurt in Iraq when the Humvee she was riding in was hit by a truck bomb.
Major Stephen C. Rich of the Army's 364th Civil Affairs Brigade worked with Connie Spinks back in 2003 in South Korea, and he visited her in the hospital last year. He writes, I was moved by the personal courage that she showed, particularly when undergoing extremely painful physical therapy. She taught me the true meaning of courage. She and the other soldiers you interview teach us that such values are not limited to our male warriors. I thank you and your team for bringing her story to the air.
Jeremy Becker Welts of Charlestown, West Virginia, wrote in about my interview with Nick Kotz. Kotz wrote a book about President Lyndon Johnson and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and their push for voting rights for blacks.
What a magnificent story, Becker Welts writes. Listening to this report was a revelation and inspiration to me. Although I'm sure that almost nobody knew of this alliance between LBJ and MLK, it makes perfect sense in hindsight.
A review of the online game World of Warcraft, WoW for short, got the attention of a number of listeners. Gilbert Kennan of Corvallis, Oregon, was unimpressed. The review was just more of the uncritical showboating that passes for a video game review in the mainstream media. Video games are a creative art form in addition to a major entertainment industry, and they deserve the same critique given to current film and literature.
Rob Wilson of Lake Forest, California, had a far different reaction. What a delightful surprise, he writes. For a professional in the gaming industry such as myself, it was a breath of fresh air to hear such positive coverage of a computer game. I was beginning to think that all mainstream press had only negative comments about the gaming industry.
Finally, we got an earful about our review of a new CD of mouthbow music.
The mouthbow is a string instrument that consists of a single string.
After describing the instrument's African roots, our reviewer said this about this performer. John Palms is there to prove that the mouthbow is not simply a primitive instrument for playing primitive music.
Well, Victoria Rovine of Gainesville, Florida, writes to take issue with our use of the term primitive. That's a terrible characterization of non-Western music, she writes. This sounds much like the language used in past decades, which granted non-Western practices legitimacy only when they were rescued by Western artists and musicians.
Well, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at atc@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.